5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I did something, and even though it was supposed to make me clean, it made me feel very, very icky inside.
Right.
I haven't taken a public shower in a long time.
And by public shower, you don't mean like, you know, naked on the beach or anything
no,
like that.
Let's not get crazy. You know me better than that. So I teach Zumba every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at a YMCA. And I had an event that was really close that was about 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was cutting it close with my class and getting to the event on time.
So you weren't going to be going home. It had to happen right there.
So I was like, they have showers. Like, stop being a baby. Like, you don't have to go home to shower. Shower there. It'll be 5 minutes. You just have to clean yourself up and get the sweat off you, and you can move on with your life. Blow out your hair and go.
Let's be fair. This hasn't been happening in buildings like this for a while now, over the last year or so. Even if they're opening up, a lot of people have been hesitant due to COVID.
So I didn't realize how strange it would make me feel to go into a locker room again. And whenever I work out of the gym, I'm never the person that showers at the gym. Like, I always go home to shower, you know? And I walk in there, and it's all the teenage girls because they have like a swim meet. So now I'm like self-conscious because I'm like, okay, I got to get in this shower and there's all these teenage girls there.
Yeah, they're young and nubile. You know, right? Their bodies are tight. Right.
Well, I wasn't really looking at that, Raymond.
Yeah, okay.
All
right.
So, you know.
I mean, I know that you're looking at yourself. All
right,
I'm saying is, you know, right. Okay.
So I got all my stuff and I almost don't even know what to do. Because I'm like, do I take my clothes off in the dressing area and put the towel around me and walk to the shower? Or do I undress in the shower and hang everything over the side and hope it doesn't get wet? And do I leave my phone outside or do I bring it in the shower with me?
Wow, there was a lot of decisions.
So many things that were happening in my head. So I'm like, stop being a baby. I go, no one's going to steal your stuff. Put it on the outside. Wrap yourself in the towel.
Right.
Like, run inside the shower. And I get in the shower, and, like, their soap is nasty, right?
So,
but I'm like, listen, this is what I got. I got to work with what I got here. So I take the coldest, fastest shower of my life.
Right.
Okay. And then I get out, and I'm dripping wet, and, like, all these girls are looking at me, and I'm like, I'm the only one showering in here. And then I'm wondering, are we allowed to shower in here anymore? And then I realize, oh my gosh, I'm barefoot.
Oh my, what?
I forgot my flip-flops.
I mean, I was already going to ask you, what are you doing using the place's soap? I mean, who doesn't bring their own soap or body wash or something? You're barefoot in a public shower?
Can you imagine?
I can't believe you're still alive.
I know.
Like, I've been to the gym shower before.
Yeah.
Okay? And when you see an older person in the men's locker room barefoot showering, I have seriously questioned whether or not that person will survive another 30 days.
I know.
Athlete's foot can kill you at a certain age.
It's so bad. It was so bad. And then, like, I didn't realize it until I was in there and I looked down at my feet. I go, oh my God, they were all looking at me because I don't have shoes on.
Oh my gosh.
It's disgusting.
You should have wore your sneakers from Zumba class. It would have been safer.
Those are my new Nikes. I can't wear those. And the sponge on the bottom of the shower.
Oh, what a terrible decision.
I know. And I realized, like, no matter whenever you take a shower that's not at home.
Yeah.
It's always terrible.
Oh, it is disgusting.
And, like, it can literally ruin your day. Something that's supposed to make you so clean can ruin your day.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
So when you're in there, what is the grossest part about taking a shower? It's a water pressure is a big thing. You know, I just checked out of a hotel in Florida, left the hotel, checked in one night, took a shower the next morning, immediately went to the front desk and said, I cannot stay here, went to the next hotel because it was like needles. It was actual, like, nails in my back here. And I didn't even have a sunburn at that point. Like, you know, water pressure alone is one thing.
How come we don't wear flip-flops in the bathroom at the hotel?
You know, it's
showers.
A very valid question,
kind of
actually.
The same exact thing.
On the soap dispenser, did they have, like, the dribble of the soap there?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We're going to get to that. That's coming up next.
Ugh.
According to this new study, where do you think the nastiest spot in your bathroom is?
Behind the toilet. The floor, the 4 inches of space behind the toilet to the wall.
You're right. That is disgusting. But that's actually not the right answer.
I would do that. That's just because you can't get to it anyways.
Right. You like have to really get down there to scrub that.
And nobody wants to get their face that close to a toilet.
It's true. Nope. The nastiest spot in your bathroom, according to this new study, is the towel rack. Because it's rarely cleaned. That's where the damp towels are, you know, put. And it's an ideal breeding ground for harmful microorganisms and bacteria.
I guess that does make some sense, right? Yeah. I never really thought of that before.
Yeah, I took a public shower over the weekend in a locker room.
I can't believe it. And no shoes.
No shoes. I haven't taken a shower in a locker room in many, many years. I always go home after the gym, like immediately home to shower.
Sure.
But I didn't have time before a work event. So I felt so awkward because I was so out of practice. Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do with my towel after I used it and it was soaking wet. So I just threw it in the garbage.
You threw your towel in the garbage?
It was, in my defense, it was an older one anyway, but I didn't know what to do.
I mean, you're a maniac. Seriously. I mean, if you were going to throw it in the garbage, you should have at least stood on it and protected your feet from the nasty mat that was in the public shower stall.
How was I going to shower? I needed it to dry off.
Oh, my gosh. This is all crazy.
Forgot the shoes. It was terrible. But then I started thinking about it. It's like anytime you shower and you're not at home, it is so awkward.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long list of reasons why it's not cool. And I don't even care. It doesn't have to be a public place. I mean, you could just be at a friend's house.
That's true. Like,
you could be at a family member's house where it's clean and it's been prepared for you and whatnot.
So you're at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And you have to take a shower there for whatever reason.
Right.
Do you use their bar soap?
No, never. I would never use their bar soap unless it was brand new and it came out. First off, I'm not a bar soap guy. Mm. I'm a body wash guy anyways. And I told you I'm carrying all my own stuff. I mean, I got like a Ziploc, like I'm going through TSA security. Like I still got the Ziploc with me. And here in there, is going to be my shampoo, my conditioner, my body wash, all that stuff.
I treat my friends' bathrooms like the all-you-can-eat sampler at Costco. Because if I go in there, I use their soaps. I use their shampoo.
Oh, my gosh.
I use their conditioners.
Oh.
If I'm at my mom's house, I'll even use her razor.
I'm trying to think of the worst part of going to somebody else's shower, right? Because the towels don't feel the same. It's not the same fabric softener and detergent, right? So they either got awesome towels or the towels are terrible.
Right.
You get in there, and if they haven't, like, you could have a clean shower, but let's say they haven't cleaned, like, the dried soap off the shampoo bottle.
Ugh.
Or in this case, I see one speck of hair on a hanging razor in there.
Mm-hmm.
We could be family. I love you. Uh-huh. We know each other. We share DNA. I don't ever want to know that about you.
See, it doesn't bother me.
No, gosh.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
All that is disgusting to me.
We go to a house skiing every year up in Vermont. It's Danielle, my best friend's house, right?
Yeah.
And we always stay in the same room.
Oh, I feel like you're going to tell me something terrible right now. Given the fact that I know your track record with your family and sharing towels and stuff.
We've been using that same bar of soap, I think, since 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
Still good. Works great every single time.
And it's in her guest room.
Yeah. No, I guess that is nasty when you say it out loud, right?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.